I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club as we grapple with the role of foreign pharmaceuticals in the continent of Africa. Many years ago, a great African, Ali Mazrui, said, "Africa produces what it does not consume and consumes what it does not produce." That statement is so true about pharmaceutical products. If one examines the list of the top 20 pharmaceutical companies in the world, there is not a single African pharmaceutical company. And the dominating pharmaceutical companies in the world will be typically the Western pharmaceuticals. It is Smith, Kline, Beecham, it is Pfizer, it is all those companies that we know, Bayer. These are the ones that are present in different parts of the continent of Africa, and the companies that we have in Africa are mere agents or satellites of these companies. And the net effect of that is that very limited research goes on in the continent of Africa, and the medication that Africans consume is therefore not controlled by African countries. Different African countries may have bureaus of standardization, but those countries do not have the standards that can be used to determine whether the drugs that are supplied to African countries are placebos or they are potent at all. And if one ever worried about this, we have had recent events that have demonstrated to us how weak African countries are, particularly in the production of pharmaceutical products which are necessary for the continent of Africa. Let us examine the presence of these companies and their role in the continent of Africa, particularly in the diseases which are of a tropical nature. If you look at malaria, for example, which is endemic in different parts of the continent of Africa, one would have thought that African countries and African researchers would have entered into this space and be in the forefront of the production of malaria tablets. But we know, whether it is malaria quin or quinine or fansida or the combination of drugs, these are manufactured by Western pharmaceuticals. And indeed, there have been claims that there are incidents when we do not know the level of potency of these drugs. When one talks about the generics which have been allowed to be produced in countries such as India, once again, you find that African countries are very minimally represented at the level of production of these generics, and even the technology that is applied. I am aware that there are a number of countries that now have collaboration with different Western pharmaceuticals and even Indian pharmaceuticals, and may produce generics or medicine to cover malaria, to cover HIV AIDS, to cover polio vaccines, to cover vaccines in different areas. But once again, it's the technology is maintained and controlled from those countries which are based outside of the continent of Africa. The irony and the paradox at once is that some of the potent ingredients that are used by these pharmaceuticals are actually gathered from the continent of Africa. The activities that take place in the forests of Congo or in Kenya or Rwanda or Central Africa Republic or Gabon in terms of acquisition of the actual ingredients that are needed to make these pharmaceutical products is amazing, yet there is little production that goes on in the continent of Africa. One may ask, why should we be worried about this? He or she or it that controls your medicine controls your health status. And one area that should have worried us a lot as Africans was the COVID-19 period. During the COVID-19, there was the talk, particularly from the continent of Africa, of what was called vaccine apartheid, that African countries were not receiving what they considered to be their fair share of the vaccines that were being brought into the continent of Africa. When the countries received donations from different parts of the world, whether it was Pfizer or Johnson and Johnson or Moderna, African countries were literally falling over each other to receive these donations. But the question that the more inquisitive of us were asking, have we tested these vaccines? Do we know what they are doing to our people? Do we know what these organizations that are in the forefront of propagating these vaccines are doing? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, and all these foundations that are very active in the continent of Africa, do we have a handle on them so that we are able to determine what the activities are designed to achieve in the continent of Africa? And the answer is that we do not have the capacity to assess the actual positive impact that is being had in the African continent courtesy of these pharmaceuticals. And the other thing that is never asked when research is undertaken, take for example research on malaria, which has been undertaken by the Oxford University with the Kenya Medical Research Institute in Nairobi, Kenya. The patenting of the results of that research is then in the United Kingdom and not in the Republic of Kenya. And that is true of very many African countries, with the consequence that African countries are consuming things that they do not know. There is anecdotal evidence to suggest that there are many times when African countries receive and have their people consume drugs whose potency is questionable. They are questionable because we do not have local capacity in many African countries to determine the potency of these drugs. And that is why in certain countries we even begin to see the resurgence of certain diseases or symptoms which were hitherto unexpected because the drugs that are sold to the continent of Africa are not subjected to the kind of scientific control that is necessary. Going forward, therefore, one sees a continent which is operating at the mercy of foreign pharmaceutical companies. And it is noteworthy that in the recent past, even in countries where the big pharmaceutical companies from the West were engaged in actual production of tablets and medicine, some of them have closed shop and gone back to their mother countries, so that what used to be their companies and factories have now become warehouses across the continent of Africa. And this indeed brings into the arena the critical question: how are we going to deal with these dominating companies? I remember during the COVID period when the Malagasy Institute of Applied Science came up with a vaccine or a remedy called COVID Organic, which was a medicine that was supposed to be an African medicine. People rejected it. When they came up in the Dakar Institute of Louis Pasteur Institute in Dakar, Senegal, and they came up with a testing kit, Africans rejected it. And this in itself is indicative of our attitude towards African things. It is also important that African countries begin to respect some of the things that are the product of research in the continent of Africa. Otherwise, many of these research institutes in Africa end up being mere appendages of foreign pharmaceutical companies. The net effect, therefore, is that no meaningful research then takes place in the continent of Africa. And one hopes that going forward, in order to regulate and control these pharmaceutical companies, that the Centers for Disease Control and the research institutes across African universities will coordinate and make demands of the dominant Western pharmaceutical companies so that, number one, we create research protocols which are Afrocentric, particularly as regards tropical diseases, which are mostly endemic in this part of the world. Number two, that if there is collaborative research with these pharmaceutical companies, the transfer of technology or know-how is guaranteed under the law, and there is a creation of a patenting regime which allows for the technology to be patented within the continent of Africa. Number three, that we also engage in deliberate efforts in training young men and women who are going to run factories. Number four, that we have the private sector in Africa in the health arena being supported by governments and by the Centers for Disease Control in Africa so that they are able to engage in meaningful research. And number five, it is critical that many of the Western foundations which are African operating in African countries are controlled. They are running riot. The other critical thing about pharmaceuticals is that African countries must now insist that some of the generic drugs are actually made in the continent of Africa as a quid pro quo, which will guarantee that they have a presence in the continent of Africa. Right now, we have many of these pharmaceutical companies preferring to have the generics made in India and in some Asian countries and not in the continent of Africa. And this is not for the benefit of the continent of Africa. In other words, we cannot, as a continent, continue to accept our pharmaceutical companies to be killed by domineering Western pharmaceutical companies. And it's also not lost on me that the Chinese are also very active in this space. There are a lot of medication that are coming into the market out of China, out of India, and to the extent that we cannot test them, we are in a very, very precarious position, which must not be allowed to linger for too long. Institutes in Africa that are involved in research, such as the Malagasy Institute of Applied Technology and others across the continent, also ought to engage in collaborative research across the continent of Africa. And it is only in that way that we are going to ensure that we draw necessary boundaries for the domineering and controlling Western pharmaceutical companies, which continue to feed us with medication, the side effects of which sometimes are debilitating to many people in the continent of Africa. Collaboration must be for the benefit of the continent of Africa, and that requires that the continent is defining our interests, training her scientists and equipping them and funding them and ensuring that research and development is given its pride of place. Africa does not invest in research and development, and no amount of noise and complaining is going to cure that malady as long as we don't invest in research and development. We must not cry at all times. We also must take responsibility, because this world is a jungle where survival is for the fittest and death is for the least suitable. We are here at the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club talking about the continent of Africa. Goodbye. We will come back again to continue our conversation.